Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but guess what? You chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful and we don't take you for granted. We thank God for you tonight for joining us. I tell you, I'm so excited about our topic tonight. I'm excited about our guest. But before we dive in and jump in, I want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring us tonight. We have Unique Expression by Design, where they're your one-stop shop to all of your customized product needs, from pens to t-shirts, mugs, pens, pencils, whatever you need. Contact Unique Expression by Design. Her number is 470-588-2701. All of our sponsors do have business pages on Facebook as well. We have Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Bridget Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. Contact Bridget at 404-941-0435 for all of your real estate needs. That is 404-941-0435. Bridgewell Realty, Inc. will take care of you. Tell them you heard it here on Fire to Inspire, and they'll give you a special to sell your home. Again, that is 404-941-0435 for Bridgewell Realty, Inc. for any of your real estate needs. We have Vaudiology. That's V-A-U-D-I-O-L-O-G-Y. That's V, audio, and then L-O-G-Y. And Vaudiology takes care of all of your infomercial, video, commercial needs. And they are at 706-873-1519. Vaudiology at gmail.com is the contact information, as well as they have a Vaudiology page right on Facebook as well. And then we have Aphographics. Aphographics is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. And they take care of all of your graphical needs, anything from photography. They actually do photos too. All of my photos you guys see, that's who's doing them. Infographics, the banners, invitations, newsletters, business cards, letterhead, flyers, logos, websites. Telling you, anything you've seen that's graphically done in the past year and a half, Infographics has done that for On Fire to Inspire, and we appreciate them. Contact them at 706-489-6416, and their email address is infographics@gmail.com. And again, don't forget your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox. Yay! It was officially released a week ago today, guys. So the 21-Day Mind Detox, it is a devotional that the Lord gave me through an actual show. And I was just obedient, didn't plan on writing a book. I just thought it was going to be supposed to encourage you guys for 3 weeks, but end up turning into an ebook, which was released. It is on Amazon, Kindle, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, any of your online outlets. Go out there and get it. It's only $2.99. It's the 21-Day Mind Detox. It is a devotional. It will bless you. It will encourage you. It will be kind of like your daily mocha or your daily coffee or whatever it is you get to start your day. It's just a reminder of who you are, reminding you that your day is already what you declare it to be. So thank you so much for joining us. And if you are in the Atlanta area, ladies, there will be the Mom Biz Boss Conference coming up this coming Saturday at the Georgia International Horse Park. I have the opportunity to be their mistress of ceremony again this year. This is my second year with them. It is from 9:30 to 2:30 at the Georgia International Horse Park at 1996 Centennial Olympic Parkway Northeast, Conyers, Georgia. And you can get your tickets out on Eventbrite. Again, that is Mom Biz Boss Network Conference. And that is this coming Saturday, May 18th, from 9:30 to 2:30 at the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers, Georgia. Get your tickets on Eventbrite and find out more about that. I'm not sure if they still have vendor availability, but you can check that out as well if some of you are interested in vending. Well, guys, I tell you, I'm excited again about the topic, about our guest. The topic tonight is using your gifts. So we're going to introduce our guest tonight, the one and only Miss Keisha Calicut, otherwise known as Cardigan B. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am actually really wonderful. We had a really long day of testing today. I'm just really happy to be at home and be on the air sharing my story and my journey with you.
Well, we're so excited about having you. I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
Okay. My name is Keisha Calicut. I was born and raised in Wichita Falls, Texas, to wonderful, loving parents that were always there and loved and supported me, and graduated Wichita Falls High School, went to college to get a degree in biology, but I ended up graduating with a degree in linguistics. I had a little bit of trouble finding a job after I graduated, but there were tons of job openings for subs, and I had a job at night, so I figured it would be a wonderful way for me to pick and choose, and if I was too tired, I didn't have to go to work, so I started subbing, and I started subbing, yeah, it was okay, but they had this long-term position in a special ed room, and I thought to myself, well, you know, you have a job for 2 weeks. I took that, and that is when I fell in love with education. Subbing in that room is what made me decide to pursue a career in education. And it's funny, I had absolutely no intention of being a teacher. I thought I was going to be something else, but now I can't imagine my life being any different than it is. One of the things that I realized is that being in education taps into what I believe is my goal for being here. When I was a kid, I was always friends with the person who didn't want to sit on the bus, or nobody wanted to sit next to, or the kid that had the ripped jeans, or the Romanian refugee. I was always that person. And looking back on my life, I realized that I have been an advocate my entire life. And sometimes it looks a little bit different. Right now we're buying real estate and depressed properties to give people a nice place to live. I'm advocating in that way. When I'm in the classroom with my kids with special needs and pushing for teachers to do different things, I'm advocating that way. So it was only a couple of years ago that I figured out why I'm here. It's just that advocacy looks different depending on the way it's manifest. Mm-hmm. But it all comes back to that root. So I think I'm really, truly, truly very lucky that I know why I'm here.
Hey, man, I tell you, I love it. You know, many times we think we know what we want to do. For lack of a better word, we think we know and we think we have it all together. But if you look at the statistics, a majority of the people have degrees and things that they're not even working in anymore. I know me personally, you know, I had the degree in IT and I worked in it for 16 years, but got burnt out. So I can definitely relate to either, and like you said, when you first got out, you can't find a job because everybody's like, oh, we're looking for 5 years experience. You're like, I graduated yesterday.
Oh, great. Right.
Now, tell me this, Keisha. So what inspired you to start doing the music part to kind of reach your kids? What inspired you to write the, you know, do the music as well?
I've always been interested in music since I was a little kid. I played violin growing up, and I played all the way through college. I even took a few classes at the Eastman School of Music. It's the sister school of the University of Rochester. And I was always in choir. I grew up Church of Christ, so I love harmonies and love a cappella. So music has always just been a part of me. And not that I was necessarily afraid of it, but there's just something very off-putting about celebrity in the traditional sense. I feel like you have to cast off so much of what you are, and I don't want to be followed by paparazzi. I don't want anybody looking in my window and, you know, seeing me waking up looking ugly. That's not what I want to do. But I've always had that little musical spirit inside me. And so for my students, every year for the test, I write a little something. One year it was the Meghan Trainor song, "We're Gonna Pass the Star, Pass the Star, No Trouble." Last year I did Post Malone, "I've been practicing and using strategies, and yes, I'm gonna rock star." And this year I didn't know what I was gonna do. And I was sitting there talking to one of my coworkers, and she said, "Girl, we were gonna try to do that Cardi B Money song at our Christmas party, but it was just too hard and we couldn't do it." And I thought to myself, that's the song I'm gonna do. So I had to call her and actually thank her for planting that seed. It's so it's so amazing how things happen. If I hadn't had that conversation with her between classes, just talking, that seed to write that song would have never been planted.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can definitely relate to that one. Oh my goodness, I really can. So as she was talking, that seed was planted, you was like, I got it. Now, did you have a clue that it was going to like become something like wildfire hitting?
Actually, I did. I sat at my desk for for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And when I finished writing it, I sit there. When I write, I don't do anything else. I block it all out. I don't get up until I'm done. Like, that's all I do. Mm-hmm. And when I finished it, I knew I had something special. None of my other songs, I never recorded any of them. That was studio quality. I knew that I needed to get that in the studio. And after I got it in the studio, I knew that I needed to see my vision come to life. That was the first time that I wrote something that I knew I had to share with the people outside of my school. I did not, however, think it would be this big. That's what I didn't know.
So how long ago was it when you actually released the actual video? When did it actually release?
It was a week ago. It was a week ago. Yes.
A week ago. Wow. Mm-hmm. And it has hit a week. That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, I'm still wild at a week, because when I look at your views, even on that one of the teacher sites, it had 91,000 views on that particular link.
It's insane.
When I saw your followers, tell the audience how many followers you now have following you.
I went from zero, on Instagram. I have, over 800 now. I mean, it's just been happening so fast. I went from having 2 Facebook followers to probably almost 300 now. It's just amazing how this has snowballed. I have had people call me and be like, you know, you're on the news. What? I didn't know I was on the news. What do you mean? Nobody told me I was going to be on the news. Nobody called me for a story. What do you mean? Really, one of my reasons for doing this, it was a way for me to bridge my creativity with my love for my students. But I teach in an underserved community in Dallas, and I want the world to see the level of talent, the dedication of the teachers, just the love that we have for our kids and the love that they have for us over here in this little overlooked school in the hood. That's what I want.
Wow. I know your kids are excited, especially the ones that had the opportunity to be in the video. I know they are like,
oh my God, my babies, baby. they are. I told my brother, I told my mama to get on Facebook, and I said, I showed my uncle and the little kids, hey, Cardigan B, hey, Cardigan B. But even, it's so amazing because even before that, it just, when, it doesn't matter what kind of day I have, when I open the door to that school, I put a smile on my face. Sashay, I don't walk, sashay down the hallway and wave and smile at every single child I encounter. Whether they receive special education services or not, everybody in that building is my baby.
Right.
And so this is just, it's just a manifestation of how they already felt about me. Like the love that those kids and I have for each other. Sometimes I just tear up thinking about it.
Wow.
I do.
Now, Starfest is the name of the song. Is that like your annual test that they do there?
Yes, it is the annual state mandated test. And I know that people have different feelings about state testing. And I have some of my own as well. But the reality is, for now, state testing is a requirement. And all I can do is just try to make this requirement a little more fun, a little less stressful.
Right.
That's all I can do for my babies. I can't take it away, but I can do that for them. Because I had some people, well, she's saying that nothing matters but the star test, and, you know, it's really sad that she's saying this. Actually, no, I'm not saying that. I told my kids, this test doesn't matter. In the big scheme of things, what matters is what's inside you. This test doesn't matter. It doesn't measure your heart. It doesn't measure your drive. It doesn't measure your passion. It doesn't measure your kindness. This is but one small measure of your academic performance. This test doesn't tell you who you are.
Right. Right. Wow. So have you had any feedback from the parents? Any of the parents?
Yes, the parents, they just love it. And some of my parents, my students who no longer go there, they've reached out to me, and it's just, it's incredible to see these relationships persist, even though those kids aren't in the actual building. And, oh, I showed such and such, and he told me to tell you that you were his favorite teacher and he loved you. And it's just been so heartwarming.
Wow.
Like, I did this not really for me, but for the kids, but I've gotten so much back in return.
Yes. Yes. Wow. So when I was describing you on the, I have to set everything up for the show. And as I was describing you, I said, teacher, songwriter, rapper extraordinaire. Because you wear so many hats and you do them well. So what would you say to the person who is sitting on their hands, so to speak? The Lord gave me a vision of someone sitting on their hands. And he said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. So what would you tell that person that's sitting on their hands, whether they're listening to us live or they'll be listening to the recording later on? What would you say to that person?
I just would tell that person, you do not know where your gifts might be. And sometimes it takes a leap of faith. I actually had no idea I was a rapper until I made this track. When I went in the studio, he said, dang, how long you been rapping? I said, I'm a teacher and a mom and in grad school. I don't rap. He's like, no, you're a rapper. I didn't know until I just stepped out. And I was like, I'm just going to do this.
Right.
And regardless of if it had taken off or not, I'm so proud of the work that I put into it. And I would tell people that just go, just push, just ask. What's the worst thing that can happen? Is that somebody tells you no? Okay, you're no worse off than where you were.
Right. Right. You don't want to be on the shoulda, coulda, woulda bus, right?
Mm-hmm. that's a horrible bus to be on. I'm not getting on that. I'm gonna get on the success train. Sis, come on with me. Get on with plenty of room. And we got some room in the caboose. Come on now.
So this is the first video of many.
The videographer, I have to give a shout out to Chris Gomersall. He is IMDb credited videographer in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our mutual friends reached out to him and said that there was a teacher in need. He told her to tell me to call him, and I did. He didn't know me from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Drove almost 2 hours in traffic to meet me after school to do this out of the kindness of his heart.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That was the thing. Put the people in your path.
He did. To
bring this path. Wow. Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely beautiful. Wow.
It truly is, because I had asked so many people to help me. Oh, I'll do it. Well, I can't. Oh, well, I got to see. And I'd gotten a few doors closed. I was like, I'm just going to ask on Facebook, hey, does anybody have somebody who can help me shoot this video? And it really is okay. Everything worked out okay. Even with the people who weren't able to help me, I ended up exactly where I needed to be.
Right. Right, with exactly who you're supposed to have. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers group that I actually saw you in, and I want to make sure I tell you correctly, because I'm almost sure I saw 91,000 views. Hold on, I'll be able to tell you. Let me see if it's going to come up. Of course, it's not at the right to bring it.
But I want to
say I saw like 91,000 views from that alone, because they have like 1.6 million people who like their page.
I know. Like, this is a big deal.
Mommy, do it.
Mm-hmm. And I really do feel like this path is leading me somewhere else, to something else I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what it is yet. But I do feel like I'm being pushed that way. How do I sit down and write 2 whole songs since Saturday?
Since Saturday.
I just decided I was going to do it, and I did it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
2 songs since Saturday. 2 mm-hmm. full songs. Not a portion, not 1, 2 full songs.
Uh-huh.
Out of your obedience, other stuff has opened up. I'm excited to hear about
It just doesn't make any sense how this is happening. This is not just something that I'm doing. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things that the Lord was doing, said he was doing in this hour, that everything he was doing, it was going to be unusual, and we knew it was going to be him. So when I tell you, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm just really, really excited. I'm excited. And I can't even.
I'm excited that I'm in Atlanta. I'm, you know, in Dallas, ISD. This thing has gone far beyond the borders of my state. I mean, it's insane in the best possible way.
Wow. I'm going to make sure that I connect you with a couple of other friends of mine that mm-hmm. you show, because your story is definitely an encouraging one that many need to hear, because, you know, most people just kind of allow life to happen, but it's now time to walk in those gifts and utilize those gifts, because like you see with your story, they're making room for you. You never stop. You just continue. And this was the actual time.
Yeah.
For the manifestation, you know?
And let me tell you something else. With Board Teacher, I reached out to them because I knew I had something special.
Okay.
I reached out to them. They probably get 1 million solicitations a day, people with different things. But as soon as they saw it, they emailed me back immediately and said, we would like to feature this on our page.
Wow. I love it. I love it. And they want
what would have happened if I hadn't asked? Yeah.
Exactly. And they have 1.6 million. And just on their page, they have liked them, and I think 1.7 million followers. So it was like,
mm-hmm.
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bringing you before great men. So, girl, you get ready for your phone to be ringing off the hook. And do you have your planner ready?
I'm so glad that I only have a few more weeks of school, babe. We're about to hit the chilling circuit. Come on now. But no, I really do. I want powerful people. I want decision makers. I want movers and shakers to see this so I can be the agent of change. I need for things to change for me and my students over there.
Right. I love it. You know, I'm emceeing a women's event. All of the women that will be there are either business owners or mothers that are starting their own business. And so mm-hmm. I was doing a live reminding everybody to come and listen to the show tonight. And the lady that heads it, Teresa, said, "Hey, can she come Saturday?" I was like, "She's in Dallas." So, no, she can't come to Atlanta. This short of a notice, thought you were in Atlanta. She was like, "Oh, I would love for her to come." So, hey, you never
know. I would love to come. I would be honored. I would.
Wow. So we'll definitely have to keep you posted on different things. There's something always going on in Atlanta, always. Mm-hmm. But this is the second year that I've hosted, been the MC for that event. But as I was inviting everybody out to come listen to your interview, she happened to be on, and she was like, "Oh, I love it. I played a little bit of the clip of your song. And so it's like, I love it. The kids, I was letting another teacher listen to it today. And the kids swarmed around like, "Hey, who is that? What is that?" They were third graders, and they were like swarmed around trying to hear what she was listening to. So you definitely have something that they want to hear. And you're reaching
like
them.
Like my baby say, "It's a bop." Okay. That, it's a bop, Miss Calicut.
What'd you say, it's a bop?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So as the summer, as you're coming up to the summer, when do you all officially get out of school there?
I believe May 30th is our last day.
Okay, you all get out the week after us. So mm-hmm. how do you foresee, and you may not even know, how do you foresee your summer being with all of this happening in just a week's time?
Oh, I hope that just it grows and grows. Hopefully by June, I am hanging out with the Obamas at Martha's Vineyard.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Speak it. Because
mm-hmm.
we have what we see. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Tell everybody how they can follow you on a different social media circuit so they can see all the different things that you're doing. Because if you're writing two songs in less than a couple of days, two full songs, they need to be able to keep up with you because they're not going to be able to just say, "Oh,
absolutely." I am on Instagram at The Real Cardigan B. Cardigan, just like teachers wear. Kiki. I am on Facebook. You can find my Facebook page, Cardigan B. And I am also on Twitter at Cardigan B Music. And I've already bought the web domain, so hopefully the web page is coming soon.
Okay, that's what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. So I found that link that I was telling you about. I was trying to give you yesterday. The numbers were about 91,000 views from that link. Then mm-hmm. the link now says 94,825 views. So,
the Dallas ISD, it has over 100. There's another page that has over 10. I have over 30 on mine. I'm not counting Instagram or any. It's
right.
This has been truly mind-blowing.
Wow. Yes, the blow your mind blessings, girl. They are here. They are here. So your students that are listening are students who are listening maybe with their mom or their parents. What do you say to them about pursuing their dreams or, you know, even with that? What would you say to our babies today?
I would say that the most important thing that as adults we can do with any child in our life is to speak light and love into their existence. It matters so much what we say to our babies because what we say to them becomes their reality.
That is so true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like I have an amazing 12-year-old, and he's not the best dancer, and he knows he's not, but I would never tell him not to. And last year he entered a ballroom dancing competition through his school, and he got a gold medal. My baby, who couldn't dance, but he loved what he did, and he kept doing it. So don't ever let anybody tell you can't. If you love to do something, you keep doing it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Because many times people just give up because, you know, someone tells them, well, you know what, you can't dance anyway. But
your mama can't dance. Oh, did I say that? I've got to have a little fun. But the words that we speak to our children, the way that we show up for them, the way that we support them and lift them up matters. I had a handful of extremely influential teachers in my life, starting with kindergarten. My kindergarten teacher noticed that I had a spark of something. I was only five. She didn't quite know what it was, but she told my mom that I needed to go to a different elementary school and not the neighborhood school. So it started there. And in elementary school, I had a wonderful teacher who was there for me. Junior high, every single step of the way, I had wonderful teachers that I think of fondly. Mm-hmm. And what those teachers were to me, I want to be for my students.
Right, definitely. And I know you're seeing many of the other kids that are not even in your department just really, really gleaming from you, because a lot of them, they're like, they see your light in the life that you are. You know what I'm saying? And do you notice that a lot of kids gravitate to you?
Oh, yeah. There is no stigma with being in special ed or receiving special education services. Every time I walk in the classroom, oh, miss, can you take me with you? I want to go with you today. Oh, please take me. It's just, it's truly beautiful.
Right.
It is.
Wow. I love it. Because, you know, there used to be a stigma when we were growing up. There used to be a stigma with it. And I'm so glad that there is, you know, that it's not any longer. Wow. I love it. Girl, this is just so, I love how.
I'm just over here grinning from ear to ear.
I love how you can make plans, but God can make the plans even bigger. So much grander than the scale that you can even fathom in your mind, you know? Wow. Oh my goodness. So what would be, a goal that you want to see over the next, say, even by the end of this year? What's the short-term goal you want to see by the end of this year for Cardigan B?
I would like to have a discography. I would like to have a full-fledged album. And
really?
Not just songs for students, not just, you know, I as a teacher, I want to support my students, but as a teacher, I want to support other teachers too. As a working mom who's in grad school, I want to support those people who are out there hustling. So I that would be my dream.
Wow. Wow. And you're working on your doctorate?
My master's in education with specialization in special ed at Southern Methodist University. Go Mustangs.
Wow. Go, girl. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Teaching and in school yourself, oh, honey, bless your heart, bless your heart. That,
yes.
That's a lot all in itself. That is a lot.
And I'm still holding my 4.0.
Go, girl. That is serious right there. That is so serious. So what would you like to leave with our guests tonight as far as any final words you'd like to make sure you tell us how to follow you again for those who chimed in later, as well as any final words that you would like to say tonight?
Just don't give up. It's so easy when the world is sending messages, you know, especially to minorities, that we're not good enough, that we, you know, it's not a level playing field. So we have to speak that into ourselves, because if our cups aren't full, we can't give it to our babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is the key to all of this, is that it comes from a place of wanting to plant seeds. We need to be gardeners.
Yes.
And I think that is the root to everything. I think that's the reason that we're all here. And everybody's plants might look a little different, but that's why we're all here.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You definitely have a giving heart. You definitely have a beautiful spirit. And we're looking to hear so much more from you in the near future, because we already know it's there. It's in you, it's on you, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes. So just you can follow me on social media. I'm on YouTube, Cardigan B Music. I am on Facebook, Cardigan B. I am on Instagram, The Real Cardigan B, Twitter as well. So I would just ask that you follow me and share my creativity with those around you.
Wow. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight and taking the time out to join us on Fire to Inspire tonight. And we want to definitely invite you back. You let us know some things that you got going on. And when you're in the Atlanta area, look us up, because we are so excited for you.
I certainly will. It has truly been an honor and a blessing. Thank you so very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure, completely our pleasure. And much success to you, and great, great doors open it as you continue to walk out that thing and be a mouthpiece for those who don't have a voice. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, I tell you, this was an awesome, awesome interview. If you missed any of it, you can go back and listen to the recording in less than 5 minutes of the show closing out. But we had Ms. Keisha Calicut. She is a teacher, mother, wife, rapper extraordinaire. I tell you, she is just absolutely phenomenal. And she released a song called Star Test, and it's one of their annual tests that they do in the Dallas, Texas area. She released a video a week ago today, and it was picked up by a group of teachers, a teachers group that actually have 1.7 million people that follow that site, and everybody's loving it. There was over 94,000 people that have viewed her video. The kids are loving it. It's encouraging the kids to even do even better. So I tell you, you know, it's time for us to use our gifts. She used her gift of teaching, as well as her gift of music. She married it together, and she made it happen. And that's what it's time for you to do. It's time to rise up and do the things that he's calling you to do. Don't forget, if you haven't already gotten your copy, go out and get your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox devotional that was released a week ago today. It is available on Amazon, Kindle, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, or any of your online outlet that is the 21 Day Mind Detox. It is a devotional, 21 Day Devotional. Thank you, AFO Graphics, for all your graphic needs. If you need that graphic need met, they can take care of you. AFO Graphics, APHOGRAFX. We have Bridgewell Realty, Inc. They'll take care of all of your real estate needs and let them know that you heard it here on Friday Inspire for a special to sell your home. And that's 404-941-0435. Unique Expression by Design. Thank you for all of your getting your custom products made through them. Pens, mugs, t-shirts, pencils, whatever you need, 470-588-2701. Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. Get your $5 paparazzi jewelry there. And Vodiology for your commercials, videos, and infomercials. That's 706-873-1519. And if you are in the Atlanta area, a neighboring area, don't forget you have the Mom Boss Biz conference, net worth conference coming up this coming Saturday. I will be emceeing that event. And so come on out and support that event if you are in the area. Also, guys, I actually will be the guest A Message of Hope with Christina Lockett at 10:40 p.m. our time. They're actually Central Time. I will be a guest on that show tonight at 10:40 our time. So if you guys get an opportunity, look for that. I'll be out there with her being interviewed about the 21 Day Mind Detox Devotional. So thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire. We look forward to hearing from you guys on your testimonies coming forth after you've been going through your 21 Day Mind Detox, or listen to any of our guests, or all of your testimonies. Thank you so much for sharing and continuing to share with us. We thank you for spending the time with us every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place.